אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד
עשר הספירות, from תלמוד עשר
הספירות, חלק ט"ו, עמוד א',
volume 6,
זין,
page א', תפשין, item מם א', 41. You can ask questions live on kav.tv, relevant questions may be aired during the broadcast.
אות מם א' בחלק ט"ו.
Item מם א'.
גמרנו למטה. גם קראנו את השאלות ותשובות.
The questions and answers.
קופ גימל, מה זה?
קופ גימל, what is that?
אתה לא יודע בדיוק.
You don't know exactly.
קופ פי היי?
And קופ פי היי?
גם לא.
Also
אז בוא נראה.
All right, so let's see.
שאלה קופ פי גימל.
א' תף תף.
Question קופ פי גימל.
א' תף תף סמך גימל.
On page א' תף תף סמך גימל.
שאלה קופ פי גימל, שם נמצאת התשובה, והשאלה...
So that's where the Aleph Taf Taf Samech Gimel is where the answer is.
Aleph Taf Taf Nun Bet. Ashela.
The question is,
למה לא נתפשט אימא קודם בית ראשון?
Why didn't אימא spread before the first temple, but until the first hold of Zalampin? Because then he had new Nehi also again. Why אימא didn't spread before the first temple, but only to the first hold of Zalampin? Because then he also had new Nehi.
Question,
the answer on page Aleph Taf Taf Samech
Gimel.
Before the first temple, Nukva was back to back from Mochin of Yishsut, which are the aspect of the illumination of the first five from above downwards. And Zalampin only had Gadlut of Neshama. Therefore, to him, they're only considered Vak of Gadlut, which are clothed in his Chabad Chagat. And his Nehi were considered vacant, free of light. So Ima spread in him only to the first hod, meaning the old hod that became Gvura, and in his Nehi, Ima did not spread.
So we have
Pina Gimel. This is the first.
אולי קוף פי דלת, מה זה?
Maybe קוף פי דלת.
שאלה קוף פי דלת. מה פירוש? אם היה נוקבה משתמשת עם הזרנפין בקטר אחד,
what does it mean that if Nukva used one crown with Zeranpin in the first temple, then no nation and tongue would rule them?
שוב השאלה. מה פירוש?
Again the question.
אם היה נוקבה משתמשת עם הזרנפין בקטר אחד בבית ראשון,
didn't use one crown with Zeranpin at the first temple, no tongue or nation would rule them.
תף תף סמך דלת.
The answer is on Aleph Taf Taf Samech
Daled.
It's impossible that Nukva would use one crown with Zeranpin unless Malchut is revealed in Radla by way of Rosh Pina, which is the aspect of the final correction, when death will be eradicated forever. And if it would happen in the first temple, of course no nation or tongue would rule them.
So that means there was no first house.
Because after the end of correction, the shells are cancelled forever.
Shela Kufpehei. למה הכתר והדעת הכל אחד? שוב, למה הכתר והדעת הכל אחד?
Why כתר and דעת are all one? Answer, Kuf Pehei, we're on page Aleph Taf Taf Samech Daled, because Mochin of Zeranpin only come from his Daat. Upon their coupling, emerge his 10 Sfirot of Rosh to the point of Keter, and therefore his Daat is considered Keter, because the Daat continues it.
אפילו הייתי קורא קוף פי וו.
I would even read קוף פי וו, the next one.
תגמר התיקון.
שאלה קוף
מוחין לשבת.
Or מוחין לשבת.
שאלה קוף פי וו.
So question.
למה בנעילה ביום הכיפורים יכולה הנוקבה
לעלות לזרנפין ליום הכיפורים, the day of atonement, מלכות can rise with Zeranpin to the gar of Zeranpin, and not during the noon of Shabbat. Why during the Neila of the Day of Atonement Nukva can rise with Zeranpin to Gar of Zeranpin and not during the noon of Shabbat.
We learned with you that
Pchina Gimel and Pchina Vav.
Pchina Gimel
is Chassadim, Pchina Vav Chuchma, Yishsut.
We have Yishsut, Pchina Gimel, and Avavim is Pchina Vav. Mochin Dechol are called Pchina Gimel, and Mochin Shabbat are Pchinat Pchina Vav. And here we have Pchinat Zayin. Let's see what that is.
Answer Kuf Pei Vav. The matter of the seventh aspect, which is when they both use one crown, means coupling. Because using means coupling. And this is only face-to-face, because there is coupling only in face-to-face. Therefore, during the mincha, the noon of Shabbat, the nukva is in mochin of face-to-face. So the nukva cannot rise along with zeranpin to garov arechanpin, that is the aspect of yechida, and using one keter, because she doesn't have the man of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, as in the answer number 7. However, during the Neila of the Yom Kippurim, Nukva was back-to-back, meaning without coupling, so she can rise equally with Zeranpin to his Keto, which is the Yechida.
But in the final correction, they are completely Panim v'Panim, performing a Zivug. So let's return there.
We're going back to page Aleph Tafshin Zayin, item Mem Aleph. Words of the Ari. Tiferet of Zeranpin as well didn't have the spreading of Binah, because Netzach Hod of Ima are longer and they spread more in two lines left and right, but her Yesod, which is the middle line, ends in his dat. And so the first five alone is where Bina has spread, but after the first temple, Bina spread to until Hod, the second Hod of Zeranpin, and now this is the meaning of the Bina spreads inside Zeranpin. And now it's seven Sefirot of where Bina spreads in Zeranpin. Again, in Tiferet of Zeranpin as well, there was no expansion of Bina because Netzach Hod of Ima are longer and they spread more in two lines, left and right. But her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat. And then the first five only is where the Bina spread. After the first temple, Bina spread to the second Hod of Zeranpin. And now it's seven Sefirot in which Bina spreads into the Zeranpin. Item Mem Aleph in Or Pnimi, Inner Light. The Bina didn't spread in Tiferet of Zeranpin because the Netzach Hod of Ima are longer and they spread more in the two lines right and left, but her Yesod, which is in the middle line, ends in his Dat. Seemingly, it goes against all the other things that the Rav says, because the Yesod of Ima spreads until the Chazeh of Zeranpin, and here he said it ends in the Dat of Zeranpin. And yet the Rav also already divided this, that when the Mochin come, when the Chagat rise and become Chabad, and from the Nehi they become Chagat, then there's no expansion to the Yesod of Ima in those Nehi that became Chagat, and it rises with the vessels of Chagat that became Chabad, and ends there in the Dat of Zeranpin, in a way that the Nehi that have become Chagat have the merit of Chagat and the merit of Nehi. They have the merit of Chagat because they have abundant Chasadim, as in the vessels of Chagat. And they have the merit of Nehi, as they are revealed Chasadim, which happen after the conclusion of Yesod of Ima, as in the vessels of Nehi from Chazan below. Because the Masach has already ended in the Dat of Rosh of Zeranpin, so the Chagat can become revealed Chasadim. Therefore, there is no expansion of Binah into Tiferet, because the Yesod of Ima, which is in the middle line, ended in the Dat of Rosh, and does not reach Tiferet of Zeranpin. And this is before the first temple, since only Mochin of Yeshut was there. After the building of the first temple, Binah has spread until Hod, the second Hod of Zeranpin, and they are now seven Sfirot where the Binah spreads into Zeranpin. Because by building the first temple, Nukva was permanently installed on the sixth aspect, which is equally large as Zeranpin, and receiving the lights of the first five as she's with them above, which means that Zeranpin and Nukva rise above and attain the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, and they clothe them above. Because then Zeranpin himself has Mochin of Chaya, which are true Mochin to him, and therefore the lights expand to the new Nehi as well, because the lights of Chagat are now descending to the new Nehi, and the lights that were in Chabad descend to Chagat, and the Mochin of Chaya come to Chabad. It turns out that Ima spreads in him to the second Hod, meaning to the Hod of the new Nehi. So it is discerned that there is an expansion of Binah in the seven Sfirot of Zeranpin, which are Chabad, Chesed, Gvura, Netzach, and Hod. Since now the Binah has spread to the new Nehi as well. However, there is no expansion of Yesod of Binah to Tiferet, because in the Nehi that became Chagat, there is no Yesod of Binah that spreads there, but it rises with the Chagat that became Chabad and ends at the Dat of the Rosh of Zeranpin. And therefore, before the first temple, the spreading of Binah is discerned as the five Sfirot of Zeranpin, Chabad, Chesed, Gvura. And after the first temple, the expansion of Binah is in seven Sfirot of Zeranpin, Chabad, Chesed, Gvura, Netzach, and Hod.
We have here question Mem Aleph 41. It's on page Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Vav.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Vav. Answer Mem Aleph. Page. So again, the page is Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Vav. Question is Mem Aleph. What are the first five spreading of Binah in Zeranpin? When Zeranpin receives only Vak of Gadlut, they spread in him only in the Chagat Nehi that became Chabad Chagat during the Gadlut. However, the new Nehi remained vacant of light. And it is discerned that there is no expansion of Mochin of Ima, but only in his first five Sfirot, to the point of the first Hod, which is the old Hod that became Gvuram, and it doesn't reach the new Nehi.
Because that's when the Nehi rises to Chagat.
And also, Ima does not spread into Tiferet of Zeranpin, because the Yesod of Ima ends then at the Dat of Zeranpin,
when Tiferet rises to Dat.
And there is only Chabad, Chesed, and Gvura there.
Great. So, this is essentially... Okay, let's move on.
So we're going back to item Mem Bet. That's on page Aleph Tafshin Chet. Afterwards, when the sins have ended, then the first temple was ruined. And during the ruin, Malchut went down below the Yesod of Zeranpin. However, the first nine Sefirot in her did not descend to the Klipot, as in the sin of Adam HaRishon. Instead, they rose up into Zeranpin to their roots, as mentioned regarding the diminution of the moon. And without that great diminution, there would be no ability for the Klipot and for the nations of the world to destroy the temple. However, the first nine Sefirot went back to be disappeared, to conceal themselves above in Zeranpin, and the Klipot didn't control them.
Again.
Item Membet. After the sins caused the destruction of the first temple, during the destruction itself, Malchut descended below the Yesod of Zeranpin. However, her first nine Sefirot did not descend to the Klipot, as in the sin of Adam HaRishon. Instead, they rose above to Zeranpin, to their roots, as mentioned in the diminution of the moon. And without that great diminution, there would be no ability for the shells and the nations of the world to destroy the temple. However, the first nine Sefirot went back to Zeranpin to be concealed again, and the Klipot didn't rule them.
But the Klipot didn't reign over them, but the Kelim did reign. And that's what happened as a result of the destruction of the temple. Below, please.
Item Membet, below. However, her first nine Sefirot did not descend to the Klipot, as it happened in the sin of Adam HaRishon. Instead, they rose up to Zeranpin, to their roots, as mentioned in the diminution of the moon. Seemingly, it's very peculiar, because the whole difference between the diminution of the moon and the sin of Adam HaRishon is what the Rav divides above, that in the diminution of the moon, there was no departure because of a sin. Therefore, they rose above to Zeranpin and didn't fall to the shells. However, in the sin of Adam HaRishon, there was a departure due to a sin. Therefore, they fell to the Klipot. So, here, at the ruin of the temple, since there was a departure due to a sin, as in Adam HaRishon, they had to descend to the Klipot, shells. And why did they rise to Zeranpin, like in the diminution of the moon?
So the question remains. Actually, here it's written Mem Gimel. I have. And you guys have that too?
Yeah.
Is that your correction, or...?
No.
Okay, so it's from Rabash. All right, let's continue. Mem Gimel.
Item Mem Gimel, above, words of the Ari, that's page Aleph Taf Shin Chet. Item Mem Gimel. However, right after the ruin, Nukva became corrected at this third aspect again.
The Garda Nukva.
Gar of Ruach, that is. And it became the Partsuf of 10 Sefirot back to back from Chazan below.
Not Garda Ruach.
Vagda Ruach, not Garda Ruach. And that's because back then the first five of Zeranpin shined in her, and all of that happened at the weekday, because in Shabbat she was face to face.
That's already Mochin Dechaya.
And it turns out that during the first ruin, at that exile of the 7 years of Babylon, Nukva was exactly like she was in the exodus from Egypt and the generation of the desert. And this is what the verse says: I was the speaker of Israel.
Okay, so let's continue with the inner light.
Okay, so opening me, inner light for item Mem Gimel, that's on page Aleph Tavshin Tet.
So why did the lights escape upwards and didn't go below?
We're on the first column. The number of the item is not there. It's the second paragraph. The matter is that the descent to the Klipot means that they hold on to the corruption that happened due to the sin, and they don't let the Kedusha be rebuilt as it was before the sin. Because this, if not for the ruin, the Jerusalem would not be built. Therefore, although during the ruin, Nukva returned to be a point below the Yesod, it only happened during the destruction. As the Rav says, that without it, it would be impossible for the temple to be ruined. And right after the ruin, Nukva became corrected at the third aspect again, and she was made a partzuf of 10 sefirot back to back with an illumination of the first five. And it turns out that the aspect of Vak of Nukva wasn't destroyed, only the aspect of Gar and her panim panim, face to face. That is the expansion of Bina to the first seven sefirot of Zaranpin, which Nukva attained by building the temple. And that was the only thing that was lost from Nukva and fell to the Klipot, and that's what's called the filling of the ruin, because it didn't return to her after the ruin, and the Klipot held on to that. So the sin didn't flaw the Vak of Nukva at all, because if the sin would reach that, she would not be rebuilt after the ruin. And since right after the ruin she was built as a partzuf of 10 sefirot back to back from Chazen below with the illumination of the first 5 sefirot, so the sin didn't flaw them at all.
It's as if the destruction of the first temple, it's an exile, right? It's like the exile from Egypt compared to the destruction of the second temple.
However, only at the time of the ruin, it was necessary for them to depart. This is the verse, the first 9 sefirot of her didn't descend to the Klipot, rather rose upwards to Zeranpin, to their roots, as in the diminution of the moon. What he means is those 10 sefirot of the Partzuf of Vak that she was built from after the ruin, and at the moment of the ruin when they departed, the Rav emphasizes that you shouldn't think they fell to the Klipot then, because if it was so, she wouldn't be rebuilt. Rather, they rose at that moment to Zeranpin, to their roots, because there was no flaw from the sin. Therefore, he compares that to the diminution of the moon to indicate that the sin didn't reach them. Therefore, they were worthy of returning to Zeranpin and not falling to the Klipot, and they were able to return to the Nukva right after the ruin. However, if the sin would blemish them, then of course they would not be able to return to Nukva right after the ruin, because they would fall to the Klipot and browse the Rav's words.
Yes. Kufpei Zion. Is that a question?
Question Kufpei Zion. The question is on page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Bet. And the answer Aleph Taf Taf Samech Dalet.
Yes, very good.
So question Kuf Pei Zayin. Why during the ruin of the first temple, when the first 9 sefirot of Nukva rose to Zeranpin and they didn't fall to the Klipot, and it because of the sin? Again, Kuf Pei Zayin, that's on page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Bet. The question is, why during the first ruin, when the 9 sefirot of Nukva departed, they rose to Zeranpin and didn't fall to the Klipot, although it was a sin? Answer: the matter of the departure of the first 9 sefirot of Nukva during the ruin of the first temple was not due to a flaw, because if it were, then she wouldn't be rebuilt right away by way of back to back from the Chazen below with the illumination of the first 5 sefirot, which is the third aspect of Achol, as it was before the building of the temple. And what was blemished there due to the sin of the generation, which are the illumination of the first seven sefirot of Bina is the whole building of face-to-face at the sixth aspect. So this didn't depart to Zeranpin, but fell to the Klipot.
Okay, so we'll learn this. There are lots of questions here.
So, is it really the illumination of the first seven sefirot of Bina? Looks like it should have been Zat, the lower seven of Bina. From Jerusalem, they want to understand the structure of Tess better and why do we move from place to place.
We don't jump from place to place. We're learning Helek Tedvav, part Tedvav, which is the structure of Nukva, because the construction of Nukva is we're reading about ourselves. We're all inside of Nukva. And this is why we're learning this. All of our states are the states of the Nukva. And now we're studying specifically the Exodus from Egypt. That's why we learned. That's why we read this, and then the destruction, the 40 years in the desert, and then the entrance to the land of Israel, the temple, its destruction, the second temple, its destruction. All of this occurs inside of Malchut, the Atzilut, and Zer Anpin. And we're studying about our root. Even now, in this state, in our state, at this moment, we are in that Nukva. We just can't awaken it because we're not united between us. As soon as we connect between us and gather, like Knesset Israel, the gathering of Israel, the more that we want to be together, we awaken it to work, to connect to Zer Anpin, and Zer Anpin is called the Creator. That's why we're going through all of these states that we're learning about here. And we can come to these levels, these degrees. The second temple and the first and the third. That is the path. And that we're jumping to the end every time is we're going through the questions and answers. This is what we studied with Rabash as well, that the moment that you study something from the writings of Ari, you go more inward through Bala Sulam, and you see that he wrote at the end of each chapter a table of questions and answers so that you would be able to understand more clearly the place that you're learning. Here you have signs, how I studied with Rabash, and exactly to the same signs, the same symbols we're studying. So it's as if, so what we do is we jump to the question and the answer, and then we come back to the place that we were reading. This is exactly how we would study, and this is how he studied from Bala Sulam. So at the end of the day, it's how we study how the teacher himself built the whole study. This comes to us from them. Is that clear? All right, no questions. Very good. Well, maybe we'll take another... Where are we? Item Mem Daled.
Item Mem Daled. Mem Daled, that's on page Aleph Tafshin Tet. Item Mem Daled. And what was then considered the redemption of Egypt is now considered an exile. Because at the beginning of the exile of Egypt, it was a complete exile. So even when she was back to back during the weekdays, the light of his first five did not shine in her. So when the light of the first five were added, it's considered a redemption. But now, at the time of the first temple, even in the weekdays, they were face to face with an equal level. And afterwards, when he returned to the third phase of back to back, although their light is illuminated in her, it's completed.
What was in the first temple. Now let's move on to the next part of the lesson and sing a song.
בנו באים, ואם לא נטפס לא נממש את החיים. מלא כבר הסאה, נמאס להיות לבד, אז בואו נתחבר ונשאיר כאיש אחד. נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיגה חיבור בין חברים. לי 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 כדי חוזר סתם לחיצות. נפרדנו בבבל,